The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Now on Mitchell's Front Page, talking real estate with Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate, station sponsors.
Good morning to you both. First of all, Gina, how are you?
Oh, trying to get warm, Mitchell.
Well, I haven't checked the temperatures around the area for a while, but when I read the weather at the top of the hour at 9, I think it was still 0.9 degrees here in Geelong and not much warmer in other places. So it's a pretty cold morning.
It was. It was minus 2 when I left home this morning.
And Rosa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, not too bad.
I think from memory, one of you likes the cold and the other one doesn't like the cold. I can't remember who was who.
I like the heat.
I like the cold, but
today I don't. What do you do? How do you survive when it's frosty or when it's cold? Or do you just fire up the heater or is there something else you do?
I just wear lots of layers and I've probably got a coat on from May right through to September, boots and thick socks.
Now, end of financial year, it's just around the corner. I can't believe it's already here. I mean, the year is practically, well, it is half over now, which is probably a good thing for a lot of people. But there's a few things that people have to perhaps consider if you're a landlord, if you're a property owner at the end of the financial year. Is there always a bit of a rush for you guys to get things sorted out by the end of the financial year?
Oh, absolutely. You know, certain owners need payments either before the financial, before the financial year or on it. And then, you know, there might be outstanding maintenance invoices that need to be paid that we don't have funds for. So owners, you know, might be a bit of a rush to get some funds into our account to pay these invoices. Yeah, there's a whole lot of, you know, and there's a, I guess there's a whole lot of reasons as to why owners want that to happen as well.
And
mainly tax reasons.
Yes, of course. And banks, at least the transfer process, it seems to be a little bit quicker nowadays, perhaps, than what it has been in the past.
Yeah, well, we try and do the payments as first thing in the morning so that they potentially hit the bank, you know, banks by late afternoon.
And are you saying to landlords potentially that now could be a good time if there's still a few things on the books, like maintenance, that they could perhaps look at getting that done, although, yeah, they don't have much time because the year's nearly there?
Yeah, you're right. It can be a little bit rushed and they've probably run out of time now.
Could you organise a tradesperson to get it all done by Wednesday?
Depending on what it is.
Yeah, but end of financial year is tomorrow.
Yeah, so there you go.
It is too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, by Wednesday or by the close of business tomorrow. Are there any sort of common issues that people leave lingering in terms of maintenance?
No, not really. Most landlords, if there is something, would like to have it addressed and invoiced and paid so they can claim it. Otherwise, they have to wait another 12 months before they can claim it.
Long wait. In terms of cleaning out the gutters, I was thinking of you again when we had a little bit of rain and a few people have had issues with gutters. What do you suggest that people do in that space?
Look, they really should get onto it. I mean, we're in now wintry months, so if we have a heavy rainfall and the gutters are clogged, the water will go back into their property and create damage. It's just a preventative and it's good for the tenant, good for the landlord and just good for everyone.
Do you suggest people get on a ladder themselves and do it?
Absolutely not.
Not unless you are well equipped and have proper equipment. You know, depending on the height of the roof, in some areas you might need a harness or proper scaffolding as well. So the landlords really need to think about it if they are capable and have the proper equipment.
Leave it to the professionals. And any new developments in terms of understanding what's all going on and how people are responding to COVID and that sort of thing?
No, the government's being fairly quiet on real estate. We're just following the guidelines that we have. We have a lot of guidance from the Real Estate Institute of Victoria, which is really good. We're quite fortunate this year to have a property manager as resident of the REIV. So she's standing of, you know, our next in the industry. So that for us has been a blessing.
Any final words of wisdom that you want to leave with people, either about the end of the financial year or anything else?
Just regards to our owners, we do put out an end of financial year statement.
Yes.
Out on the 30th of June, it will come out during the first week of July. You know, owners are quite keen to get into their accountant with all of their information. But I did read last week an article somewhere just suggesting that landlords hold off for a little bit in case there are some more benefits for them. So maybe don't be in such a rush this year. Leave it for a little bit.
Okay, that's a good tip.
It's up to you what they do, what you do.
So maybe just wait a little bit longer. All right. Look, thanks for being on the program, and catch up with you again soon.
No worries. Thanks, Mitchell.
There you go. Have a good day, Rosa and Gina there from West End Real Estate.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.